That's our ring time. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store discussing their new relatives. Listen.
Well, it's got me so mixed up, I don't know where I'm at. According to Professor Crenshaw, you're my uncle, and Cedric's your uncle, and I'm Cedric's grandpa. There's something wrong there, Summers.
Well, maybe the professor made a mistake there somewhere or other, Lum.
Well, it don't look just right to me, somehow.
Now, I know he made a mistake on Luke Spears' family tree this morning.
He did, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Luke hired him to look up his descendants for him, and when he got done, why, it never showed Luke to be related to the Hempsteads at all.
Well, everybody can't expect to be related to the Hempstead family.
Yeah, I know that, but this was an out-and-out mistake. Made Luke awful mad. Fact is, he refused to pay the professor the $15 for looking it up for him.
Luke never paid him, huh?
Well, he finally did. The professor checked back over it again and found out where Luke was a third cousin, so then Luke paid him.
Third cousin?
Yeah.
Well, good. Proud to have Luke in with us. Cousin Luke.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Never seen the like of kin folks in my life as he is around here.
Oh, it's been a fine thing for the community, no doubts about it.
Yeah.
It's brung families together that weren't even speaking to one another. Someone was saying that Esri Seek's drunk and his folks taking supper over at Phillips' place last night.
They did? Well, Walt Bates' woman and Sister Simpson's made up. They ain't spoke for 2 years.
I know.
Found out yesterday they was own blood cousins.
Well, I do know.
Yeah, Elizabeth has told me about it.
Hmm.
She seen them right after they found it out. Said they met right down there in front of Dick Huddleston's store yesterday evening. Throwed their arms around one another and just stood there and cried like babies.
Bald, huh?
Oh, they just puddled right up. Elizabeth said it was the sweetest sight she'd ever seen.
Yeah, that's what I say. This Professor Crenshaw's doing a world of good here.
No doubts about it, Tom.
I just wish there was something we could do to show our appreciations for him bringing us Hempsteads back together this way.
Well, sir, I do, too. I think it'd be nice if we could all pitch in together and buy him a nice present of some kind.
That'd be nice. It sure would. Too bad he ain't related to the Hempsteads, too. So's he could get his share of whatever's in that box.
Oh, yeah, that is a shame. I'd just love for him to get part of it, inasmuch as he's helped us out so much here.
Yeah, maybe we could put up a statue of him down there in the park.
And for now, that sure would be nice. Only trouble is, Lum, everybody's pretty hard up for money right now. Most of them spent all the cash money they had paying the professor to find out who they were.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, he has took in the dough.
Of course, when we divide up this estate, they'll have money. Now, Vince, that'd be a good time to take up a collection. Just have everybody donate part of what they get to building him a statue.
Why, sure. Yeah, that's a good idea. Or to build him a nice big one, too, while we're at it.
Yeah, have a full-length statue of him standing there looking up in a tree.
Yeah, we... looking up in a tree.
Yeah, that tree can be our family tree, and then we can put a description down under it saying... the man who looked up our family tree.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's a
pretty good idea I had, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. You come through with a humdinger on that one. And we could have little statues of all of us relations sitting around on the different limbs and branches of the tree.
Well, I don't know. There's so many of us. Grannies might could put our names on each one of the leaves. Could do that, I reckon.
Yeah, well, that might be better than having us sitting around on the limbs. Special if he's going to be looking up in the tree. We might look like a tree full of monkeys.
Yeah. Well, there's our ring again. Well, this phone has rang all day long. Hello. Jot 'em down, store. Who? Oh, how are you, Witter? Or Ms. Abernathy?
Tell Elizabeth, that's funny. I just
met you. Did? Well, are you one of the Hempsteads, too?
Huh.
You're what? Well, what do you know about that? Well, I reckon I'll have to start calling you Aunt Ione, then. Yeah. Well, bless your heart. Wait, let me tell Abner. The widow Abernathy, or our own Abernathy, they had Professor Crenshaw look up her family tree and found out she's my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yes, sir.
Well, for the land, and here you and her might not have got married a while back, Lon.
Oh, yeah, that'd have been bad. Hello. Well, Aunt Ione, I'm just proud to know that we're kin. Yeah, I can see now there's a family Zemmons there, all right.
A few days ago, he sent high hate and
dislike. Oh, yeah, well, I'll put your name on the list. Don't you worry about that.
That she's ugly as a mud fan.
I want you to be here whenever we open the box, for sure. Well, just quick as Professor Crenshaw finds out who all the relations is around here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I reckon you heard about the big family reunion we're aiming on having. Yeah, going to have a big barbecue and picnic down at Cold Spring. Why, cousin Eller Simpson's getting it up. Oh, yeah, everybody's invited. All us Hempsteaders. All right. All right, then, Alan. Not at all. Goodbye. My goodness, now, ain't that a surprise for you? My aunt.
Yeah. Yeah, that don't beat the bugs a-fighting.
Yeah, reckon how that works out.
Huh?
She must have been a sister to my mother, or my father.
Yeah, bound to be, yeah.
I granted, she weren't neither, Abner.
Huh?
They never had no sisters.
Oh?
No, neither one of them.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. She might just be an aunt of yourn by marriage.
Yeah. Why, sure, what's the matter? I was about to say that Professor had made a mistake.
Well, it did sort of look that way for a minute.
Well, now, wait a minute, though. If she's an aunt by marriage, that'd make her husband, Willis Abernathy, a brother or sister. I mean, a brother of my mother or my father. No, I can't figure it out.
Well, I can't either. Every time I get to looking at mine, I get so mixed up I don't know who I am, hardly.
Yeah, it's best just to take his word for it, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's his business. He ought to know what he's doing, I think.
Why, sure he does.
Yeah, we wouldn't want him coming down here trying to tell us how to run the store.
Why, Lord me, no.
We know the store business from A to Z, and he knows the family tree business. So we better just stick to what we know.
Yeah, just tell him to stay out of here.
Well, I ain't going to tell him that.
Well, I'll tell him myself, then.
No, now, don't do that, Abner.
Well, I will, too. Now, Lum, he's a nice feller and all that. I ain't talking to him. But that's just staring things too far, trying to tell us how to run our store.
Well, when was he trying to tell us how to run our store?
Why, he come... Huh?
He ain't been trying to tell us how to run our business that I know of.
Well, you said just now that he was.
I never said no such a thing. I said we wouldn't want him to come down here and try to tell us how to run it.
Why, of course not. Has he been wanting to do that?
No. What? One do goodness, Abner. Wait a minute. There comes Squire Skimp and Uncle Milford.
Yeah, Cousin Milford. Well.
Well, Squire must be kin to us some way or other, Abner.
Squire?
Yeah, I ain't checked up on him to see just how.
Well, I hope not.
Well, he's pretty near bound to be. He's related to the Hempsteads, too, so he must be relations to us.
Yeah, that's right. But now, Lum, he don't show up on my family tree. I've done looked to see, and Squire Skimp ain't on nary limb or branch on it.
Well, maybe he's clean out on the end there, a bud or something.
Well, he might be.
Bloomed out yet.
Well, that might be. I know he ain't on the branches there. I look good for that.
Well, I ain't saw his name on mine neither, but I reckon if I was to check up on it. Wait a minute. Well, come in, fellas.
Yeah, howdy, Cousin Milford.
Howdy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Come on back and sit for a spell.
Yes. Thank you, Lum. Yes.
Yeah. Squire, me and Abner are just talking about you here.
Well.
Granny, you must be related to us some way or other. We're all related to the Hempsteads.
Well, yes, bound to be some way, Lum. I don't know just how, but it's bound to be.
Well, we'll have Professor Crenshaw look that up for us.
Yeah, and find out who you are, Squire. Whatever I mean.
Yeah, he can find out if anybody can. Oh, he sure can. He's just making Pine Ridge into one big happy family. Ain't no two ways about it.
Yes, now, Lum, that's what we came over to talk to you about, too. I'm afraid our little family is getting too big.
Too big?
Why, yes, there's going to be so many Hempsteads around here before long, Lum. There's not going to be enough of that estate to go around. We just now came by the hotel down there, and there's at least a dozen people standing in line waiting to see the professor.
Oh, yeah, he's making out them family trees just as fast as he can ride them.
Well, Lum, if we don't hurry up and open that box, everybody in town's going to be claiming a share of it.
Well, if they're Hempstead heirs, they've got a right to their share of it.
Well, I believe we ought to put a time limit on it, old Lum. I'm afraid the professor is making Hempsteads out of a lot of people just to get that $15.
Okay, now, Squire might be right about that, Lum. I know the professor ain't missed on nobody yet.
Well, I don't think he'd do that. But if you fellas think we ought to set a date to open the box, well, it's all right with me.
Well, now, Grandpap and me, we were talking about it. We thought if you'd give them till Thursday morning to prove their rights to the estate, that should be time enough.
Thursday?
Yeah.
Well, that's tomorrow morning.
Well, make it Thursday evening, then.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Why, yes, that should give them enough time.
Well, I'll have to let everybody know about it.
Yes.
I know. I'll give the fire alarm ring about supper time tonight and get everybody on the phone. Then I'll make an announcement telling all the Hempstead heirs to be here for the opening of the box.
Yes, that's a good idea, Lum.
Doggy, I'm sure anxious to find out what's in that box.
Well, it won't be long now. Whatever is in it, we'll know tomorrow night.
Well, if the professor doesn't get writer's cramp, there's likely to be quite a crowd on hand for the big event.